Changing growing strategies in order to accommodate a shrinking workforce. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. With the agricultural labor force for American farms and ranches, hired workers are mostly foreign-born and primarily from Mexico. As the 2018 farm season gets underway, we are all too aware that these foreign workers are in short supply. This is a situation that is getting way too common and creating change on farm operations. For example, at Williamson Orchards and Vineyards in the Sunny Slope region of southern Idaho, owner Michael Williamson says he is adjusting to the manpower shortage in a few different ways. Looking long term, Williamson is changing up some growing systems in preparation for future application of new innovations.
A lot of our growing systems, we're changing those up so that they can be ready when the price point comes. There's some that are close, and we're going to save some money and get, there's a couple of devices and attachments that we're going to purchase so that we can streamline a lot of our operations and get them done with the machine so we don't have to spend that labor money.
Idaho Farm Bureau President Brian Searle, who raises potatoes, says his farmer friends will continue to work through the shortage.
Very tight. People are having a hard time finding people. Wish we could see better movement in Congress on the Goodlatte bill, but I think people are reaching out. There's more users of the H-2A program I'm aware of, so people are trying to figure it out.
And it may get worse. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.